started work on the export control to see how that can be managed legally. And we'll have a report for you tomorrow on that. And we have other material ready.
It's a very impressive group. Very impressive group.
They're the best top-level labor management group ever assembled.
It's a good record to talk to me. Interesting to me, and I think not altogether insignificant that they all came. I mean, George Mead doesn't show up, he's not feeling well. He's got to fail out of it, but he came.
There are only two that didn't come. Walt Risen's in Moscow.
Oh, sure.
And Abel is in Nevada. You know, he's an opening on a very important steelworker meeting there that he felt he couldn't duck out of. But he called in and he gave his views both to me and to...
I can predict what they were.
Well, he has this feeling that you've got to do something that will catch attention.
Let me tell you what I have in mind. After this thing. I know that the curve is very concerned in our czar over here is concerned. But gee, and the czar has a hell of a lot more strength than the president. I mean, he can do anything to people, can't you? But my point is that what you have there, I have the feeling, that you had Paul Hall and Fitz representing the gut reaction of an awful lot of people. What we have to do, what I'm trying to get at here, is to catch their attention with the briefs. Then, however, to explicitly keep the second part as close to phase three as we can, except for the food thing. Now, the second phase, now, but we need to catch their attention so that people will know we need to catch the attention of the country, we need to catch the attention of the Congress, that we can't do it just going out and saying we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And I don't mean going out and saying we're going to control the amount of soybeans that goes to Japan and so forth and so on. We'll do it. I wish that for the case, but that's my gut reaction. I think the
notion of freezing prices but not wages for a short time.
We never
say we'll
do that. I noticed that bringing that up. You were very good there too. You noticed we didn't mention
it. They will feel that they made an impact if that's the way it's done.
Yeah, they labor leadership. The business guys.
This is a budgetary problem. For interest rates, if we try to hone in to some figure, the only way you can do it is, in terms of the government rates, is to essentially subsidize what's above that. But the consumer interest rate, I believe, is a problem that can be handled. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, I would say there's no upward pressure on it, so yeah, you can probably control on it.
What is your view about the... If you can sort of brainstorm the whole thing, much accurate, I mean, how it moves from this to basically a strengthened phase three. That's really what we're talking about. And that's what I'm talking about at least. And let me just say one thing or two on that story we were talking about earlier. Second four questions and so on. Don't worry about that. Because I am determined to get out of this stuff. I am determined. If the economic predictions prove to be anywhere near, not anywhere near, something like 2.5, you know, if it comes to 4 or something like that, then we're just going to let it go. That's all there is to it. And we can take the heat next year. Right now, it's just we're in a real tough spot on the heat situation.
No doubt about it. I want to see what we can.
Yes, think about it. You know what I mean? I come with a freezing very rapidly, but I feel that the export controls is the set I would prefer them to be as sound as strong as possible. But if I don't have to defer to your judgment on the others, it has to be credible. And do you feel the export controls thing is as important as
I'm absolutely certain about the pre-notification aspect to it. The question of how licensing and its application will depend on what the view of the outlook for the next crop year.
I think if you want to make a credible commitment to holding food price and retail food price at somewhere near the present level for another year, you have to do this. If you're willing to absorb some risk, some rise of those prices, you don't have to do it.
But we can't absorb
this, then I don't think there's any alternative to the export control.
Try to leave it. You've got to conduct the foreign policy still. I say don't just, as the first paper indicated, say PL worry is done. We can't do that. Let me say, on a case-by-case basis, we can. And I must say, when the request comes from me in Pakistan and some other places where it doesn't matter all that much, really, so they've got to do more.
I have the impression, based from the discussion I've had with a few of the NFC people, the PL 480 levels can be cut down considerably in some areas.
Right.
Scowcroft commented Saturday when we were discussing the PL.
You know, that's really going to have a hell of an effect to do that. You know, if you could start cutting those down. We all know it's a supply around the list. We all know
it's $800 billion worth last year. And some crops.
$800 million?
Yes, sir. And in some crops, such as wheat, it's figured that something like a third of the price rise could be attributed to the 480 sales. In the sense that if they hadn't been there, the prices wouldn't have risen as much as they did, although they would have still risen very substantial. Well, we will see you in 3 or 5.
Right, fine. We'll do a lot of it. I'm glad you're going to lunch today rather than tomorrow. Give us another day to be sure that the mistake we make is not too great. That's all we try. But just remember, we all believe in the same thing. How we get there.